Well, hello there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Litton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military real estate experts to powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues that impact military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the U.S. If you're considering buying or selling a home, go to milhousingnetwork.com, or you can always search us on Facebook. So let's dive in. Today's guest is a fellow military spouse, personal friend of mine, founder of Military Quality of Life Consulting, Miss Christine Gallagher. Cece, welcome.
Oh, hi. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yes. And I didn't talk about your full-time job. So give us your title of your full-time job, because you are straight up a powerhouse military spouse.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. So full-time, and I'll kind of get into that, I'm sure, at some point. But as an agile IT project manager for BAM Technologies, supporting the Department of Defense. So, yeah, we can definitely dive into that, and I can go over the details of where I'm at professionally.
And Cece has recently gone through a PCS, so I can't wait to hear some of your PCS war stories.
Yes. We're currently at a place called Fort Irwin, California. And for those of you who have traveled throughout this part of the country, you know that we are in a very remote and isolated location. So not my favorite location so far, but the people here have been absolutely incredible. So what lacks in the remote factor of this post is definitely made up by the military community that's here.
Well, I love that, because when you told me you were PCSing to Fort Irwin, I laughed and I said, honey, I've done this before. I've done the Air Force's version of Fort Irwin. That's, you know, Clovis, New Mexico. And I told Cece when we were talking that it is really the community and the people that make the place. Yeah. And it makes up for being in a less than desirable area of the country.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Cece, how long have you been a military spouse, and how many PCSs?
So, my husband and I are going on 9 years of marriage this fall, and currently this is our fifth duty station, and as you just mentioned, we arrived here about 6 months ago, so we are just passing that assimilation, feeling comfortable in this location, so fifth duty station so far.
Well, and I love that you describe it that way, because I feel like your first 6 months for a lot of military spouses, I have one friend that recently PCS'd and she's not dealing with it well. And it's anxiety's high. You're getting used to a new area, trying to find new friends and acclimate.
Yep.
And I know this isn't on our script, but I have to ask the question, what did you do to make your first 6 months palatable?
Yeah, that's a great question. This move was the most difficult by far. Again, just because of the remote factor, I didn't know a lot. I didn't know anyone coming into this location. We have two young boys, and I work full time remotely for my company based out of Washington, D.C., as well as lead this consulting business, Military Quality of Life Consulting. So, personally and professionally, my plate is full, but moving here and getting assimilated and feeling comfortable, I started just reaching out to other members of our team that we are assigned to and trying to set up outings, trying to just meet people. I work out often, and I find that when I work out, I feel better and I have more energy for my work and my kids. Trying to get integrated on the installation, I think, is a really important factor. And this is the first time out of five moves that we've lived on the post. So it is a new dynamic, but I think getting out there, meeting people, networking, our kids are at the daycare center, so I would try to meet as many parents as possible just to have that interaction and an emergency contact at the CDC or just someone to go get coffee with at the local. We have a Starbucks here, so that's great. But those are what I did to kind of work my way in, and I feel as if I also reached out, and this is probably way too personal, but to the MFLAX on the post to figure out how other spouses and families are dealing with the, a new duty station. So there's a lot of resources around the installation. It's just putting yourself out there and really trying to connect with them to help to better yourself and to feel better overall.
So I've personally never lived on post. What are some of the major differences of living on post versus off post?
There's a lot of rules and regulations that I was not used to, but we've always lived off. So when you're off, you get to choose your house. You get to just have a little bit more freedom with your family and what's offered. And I always love living off because, you know, my husband's in the Army, right? And our lives are dictated by where the Army wants to send us and what job he's going into. And so living off post kind of gave me that autonomy with our family of kind of choosing what we want to do, being as involved as needed and so forth. So moving here, you're really forced to because the closest town is about 35, 40 miles away, and it's a desert road. So a lot of people call it, it's your private driveway, it's your gated community, because that is literally all that's here is the installation of Fort Irwin. So I would say it's more of the rules and regulations that you're not typically used to moving on the post and just different rules you have to follow that are dictated by the military and the installation here. So it's just a different vibe. It's a different way of life. So I don't know if there's a right or wrong. For us, it was the only option. So
sure. What was the most shocking rule? I have to know.
For us, this is our family specifically. So when we received orders, we were making our way, this was over the hot, for some reason, we were on this winter Christmas TCS cycle.
I remember.
Yes, December, January. So we had one house to choose from. So they were like, you can either take it or leave it, where a lot of people will have different, we all live in a specific neighborhood, and that's based on different ranks and structures. But for us, it was like, all right, you have this one house, and it's either you take it or you live in the one hotel on post until something else comes up. But the scheduling was a little bit off. So I don't know. I felt as if I was really forced into something I had no control over, right? The military really, in some ways, takes a little bit of control out of your life. And for me, I'm a very type A personality. So that was a really hard adjustment to just show up and say, all right, you're living here. And there was no choice in it. But I think that's just how it goes. I think I just have to be a little bit more flexible and understanding that. So,
well, the military life will definitely make you learn that lesson quick. So,
yes.
Cece, tell me more about Military Quality of Life Consulting and how that got started.
Okay. Well, I will back up and kind of, if it's okay, just kind of describe how that got started, but really my professional background.
Please.
And how
yes.
the military has shaped and pushed me into different careers and industries along the way. So my background and professional journey, so I was married straight out of graduate school. I have an undergrad and master's degree in advertising and communication. And for me, at that point in life, I was looking for corporate America, right? Like, I was ready for the city. I was so excited. And got married and landed in the Tennessee farm fields at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. So a little bit different than what we were hoping, what I was hoping for. So my career trajectory, I started teaching in higher education at that point at a local university in their communications department, and did that through two different moves. So from Campbell, we went to Rucker, which is home of Army Aviation, very small town. And I taught at Troy University, which is a local state university there, in their communications department. And from that location, we received orders to head up to Washington, D.C. And I knew at that point I wanted to transition my skill set. And the wonderful thing about Troy University, who I was working for at the time, the head of the department was former military and had experience. And he's like, hey, why don't you stay on as a remote faculty member, a professor, and continue on teaching with us in case you all ever circle back to Rucker. You know, you're always welcome back on the staff. So I continued teaching virtually, which was incredible, for 6 years with them. And in D.C., I pivoted my skill set into the nonprofit world. So I was hired by a national nonprofit called the National Military Family Association and started working on their government relations staff. And my portfolio entails very, very important topics that affect us on a daily basis, but really focusing on spouse employment and education. So at that point, I was able to work with members of Congress, White House Joining Forces Initiative, state legislators focusing on licensure reciprocity, which I know affects your life with real estate, unemployment compensation, some of those benefits that are really, I would say, specific to our life with the moving and the transient lifestyle that we live. So it was a great entrance into the government relations world. I was with them for about a year and then was hired by another national nonprofit, the fourth largest veteran service organization, MOA, Military Officers Association of America. And I led their military spouse portfolio where we would host career and education conferences around the country. And we had the opportunity to connect some pretty incredible people at these installations. So we would work with the folks working on the installation, the members of the community that surround and support the installation, up to state-level legislators, up to federal-level folks who, again, like mold and shape different areas of our life. So those were really empowering career conferences, and we pulled in the best experts, focusing on topics that were pertinent and important to military spouses. So that was a piece of my portfolio. I oversaw their national communications portfolio to spouses and families and chaired an advisory council for that nonprofit. So it was an incredible several years. And, of course, the Army's like, all right, let's send you some PCS orders. Let's go to the next location. So we received orders to Fort Carson, Colorado. And, unfortunately, at that time, the nonprofit I was working for wouldn't and couldn't retain me in a full-time remote capacity. So the concept of my consulting business, Military Quality of Life Consulting, came out of this very, very challenging PCS and a very heavy-hearted resignation letter to an organization that I wasn't necessarily ready to leave, but I really didn't know where to go at that point, right? So four jobs, this is our fourth move, and out of grad school, and I was just, I was really heartbroken. So my husband brought up this idea of starting this consulting business to maintain work and relations with the folks that I had worked with for years in not only the nonprofit world, but also in the private industry and private industry sector. So for starting a small business, though, I was not sure where to start or where this business would go or the potential really of what it could be. But in my heart, I knew that I wanted to continue to serve our military community really by creating those solutions to complex challenges that we face within our lifestyle. So people want to help. They just don't know how to connect with us, right? There's a big gap between that. They're not aware of how to build that bridge. And what happens from my perspective and many perspectives, what's extremely frustrating is you start to see duplication of programs or funds that aren't really used efficiently or effectively to help solve the core problem. So, so for me, handing in that letter of resignation was really the final straw that convinced me to do something to help the other countless families in similar positions. So resignation letter went in. I was networking my tail off. I bought the business name, a URL, right, because I guess that's the first step you have to start a business.
It's official. It's official.
I guess. And then at the same time, I was interviewing for remote positions and in the government contracting world. And I felt as if remote work is now a non-negotiable for me when I look for positions, right? And at this point, I'm very stable. But that's it, because for me, having to apply for positions, reinvent myself, submit, go through interviews, it's exhausting, right? Like, it's just constant. So I was interviewing, networking, and by a professional colleague and mentor of mine, he pushed me to an incredible IT company, BAM Technologies, as you were asking about my full-time position, where I continued to contribute to the military spouse employment and education opportunity profile for the Department of Defense as a full-time IT project manager. So that's kind of full circle of my full-time position and then really my side business of military quality of life consulting, where I'm able to work with different clients to help them and create strategic avenues in helping their organization positively impact the community. So I hope that wasn't too long. That was a really long story.
No, I love it. And, you know, it's funny because you and I have been friends for over a year, and I don't think I've ever heard your full story. So I was taking notes. I love it.
Oh, goodness, yes. But you know what's neat is that in my life and current stage right now, so full-time working mom, owning this small business, we are located in the middle of nowhere. And for me, it's funny because I finally feel stable and excited and really honored to serve our community through two separate complementary and professional endeavors on a daily basis. And I feel as if I am literally the luckiest person in the world to do that.
Oh. So I have to know, what is your vision for military quality of life consulting?
So good question. And the vision and where I would see this going in the future, so as you know, we're serving a very niche market, mm-hmm. and again, of course, those who are looking to support the military community but just don't know how to figure out that strategic avenue to help. So really my long-term goals are to expand this effort in assisting companies with charitable outreach, social impact, and philanthropic efforts. I've done that with several clients so far. To connect them to the right nonprofit organization to really align their mission, goals, and values. Mm-hmm. I would love to connect and create more strategic partnerships within the community. Business-wise, I want to hire more military spouses, mm-hmm. obviously, and I know that's a huge proponent of what you do in your everyday is to hire the ones who really are the backbone of our country, right, like mm-hmm. of our military. So for me, would love to hire more spouses and then bridge the gap more holistically when it comes to the countless challenges that we face. So
I love it. I love it. And I'm feeling an alignment in our mission, so we'll have to talk.
Yes. Yes.
So if we were to compare your experience to a civilian starting a business, I'm mm-hmm. interested to know your take on this. What challenges do you think you face that are unique to your situation that maybe somebody that's not military wouldn't face?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I would say at the time of starting this business, I felt I had no other option. I had no idea what my next steps were. So I would say the biggest differentiation of probably civilian versus the military is, for me, it's understanding the ins and outs of moving across state lines. Mm-hmm. I am still not sure I'm 100% well-versed on this since I've had the business across three different PCSs, I would say. And I wasn't necessarily sure of the steps to take as I entered into each state. So each place I've kind of done a little bit of different structure, we'll say, within the company. But I think it would be awesome if there was an organization out there, and you might know of one, but if there was an organization who could lay out a list of all the states and the POC point of contact that you need mm-hmm. to contact once you arrive, like how you set your business up, who do you need to contact in the state to operate payroll, mm-hmm. Just like the minute details that folks who are not well-versed in the entrepreneurship space, I don't know, I'm thinking that could be a new endeavor for some of those organizations out there.
Yes, no, I think it's great, and I think a resource or a directory for military spouse and veteran business owners of the POCs in different states and some of the reciprocity for certain states, it would be very helpful as well in terms of licensing.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. So within the Department of Defense, there's a group called the DSLO. They're the state liaison officers, and they actually have a map built out, and you can find it on Military OneSource.
Okay.
And it has at least the licensure reciprocity and unemployment compensation rules regulations for each state. So that's a great resource to check out if you're dealing with that issue.
Another way to avoid the change is hire a business partner that's not moving, aka mine, Karina. If we keep everything in Texas.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
And then you're not applying to be a foreign entity. Yes, as you move. So, absolutely.
Yes. So that just happened by default. We weren't planning that, but it worked out well. So hearing some of the challenges that you went through, those were challenges that I didn't even have to go through when we moved because I had Karina that was
that's
in Texas.
That's great, though. But it's like one team, one fight. You know, everyone brings something different to the table.
Exactly. So I know you always cite Military OneSource, but are there other resources, and then maybe you can expand on Military OneSource because it is so comprehensive.
Oh, it is.
That you found that help military spouses start their own companies.
Yes, I do have a few ideas that I'm going to throw out there. So if we stick with the Defense Department, Military OneSource, one of the large portfolios that they have is called Spouse Education and Career Opportunities, and the CECO is their acronym. They have career coaches who work with you for free. They're all they all have master's degrees. It's for free for military spouses, and they have different coaching packages, and one of them does focus on entrepreneurship. They have assessments for entrepreneurs that you can call and take them to even see if you're prepped and ready to go to start a business, and then work with a career coach to really mold and shape what you want and define whatever you want in that.
Wow.
So all you would have to do is call the Military OneSource number and ask to speak to a CECO career coach.
Okay.
So that's one amazing tool. And
that's
also
huge.
Within the CECO Enclave. They just launched this partnership, and I'm not sure if you've seen any chatter about this through social media, but with LinkedIn and giving spouses premium access up to a year of premium access if they've PCS in 6 months or transitioning within 6 months. So, again, all you have to do is call Military OneSource, speak to a career coach, or sign up through the MyCECO website. It's incredible. It's like a $300 value for a spouse that's completely waived because of our transient lifestyle.
That is awesome. And I love that LinkedIn did that for military spouses. I know that was something that they did for veterans, but I'm thankful that they included the spouse in that.
I know. It's so important because we're constantly networking virtually as we go, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know people in certain areas as we move, and what a great tool to use. So that's definitely one. I do want to highlight one other awesome resource, MOS. I know I'm really blowing them up right now, but I've used them. They also have free life coaches that spouses can use. And I have used the same life coach 3 different times throughout my military career. Once was having a baby and trying to integrate back into the full-time workplace. How do you manage that as a new mom and working full-time and so forth? The second was through a PCS to Colorado once I started this business and was working full-time. And then the third one was coming here to Fort Irwin and just trying to set my life back up, organize it, make sure we're running as efficiently and effectively as possible. So she's incredible. If anyone needs to know her name, shoot me an email, and I'll be happy to give that. But life coaching is absolutely incredible resource.
So lifecoaching.com.
Yeah, life coaching through CECO or military resource. Yeah,
Love it. Okay, so what we're going to do is put all of this all of the details in our show notes. So if you're not taking diligent notes, we are going to have it in the show notes so that you can download them. So CC, that is awesome. I didn't even know there was free life coaching. I'm going to call.
Can I shout out a few more resources?
Of course.
I think there's another good one. So, and I'll go really quickly through this, but Syracuse University, I'm sure other people have mentioned this, the Institute for Veterans and Military Families. So they do a VWISE conference where spouses can apply and attend. And I attended several years ago in 2015. It was incredible. So certainly apply to that if you're looking to start a business or very interested or in the business model so far.
Okay.
Inc. Magazine's Military Entrepreneur Program. I attended a conference in Denver when we were in Colorado Springs, and they just have a really neat program. So look into that. There are many nonprofits that help serve this community in the employment and entrepreneur space. And I think a good place to look for spouses is to look up the Spouse Ambassador Network. Is a is an advisory board under the Department of Defense's Military Spouse Employment Partnership. And there are a variety of nonprofits who are listed here. I was an inaugural member of this when I was working on the nonprofit space, so I'm a huge fan of this this group and what they're doing. So they include organizations such as like the Small Business Administration's Office of Veterans Business Development, the ROSI Network, who's like a military business directory, the Millsville Project, the National Military Family Association, which they have a scholarship program specifically for entrepreneurs. So definitely look into that.
Oh.
Funding, yes. Blue Star Families has initiatives on their Facebook page focused on entrepreneurship. They have a whole Facebook group of entrepreneurs. They're incredible.
I didn't know that about Blue Star Families.
Yes, and they have them for teachers. I mean, they have and healthcare professionals. So there are definitely some support groups out here in our community. It's just trying to figure out where to find them. And then, of course, another shout-out is to the National Chamber of Commerce. Hiring Our Heroes and
yes.
their local spouse professional networking groups are incredible. And that's how I met so many amazing spouses in Colorado Springs, because we are starting up a chapter there. And it just is so empowering to meet with, right, local spouses mm-hmm. who are very much of the same mind frame or who need help trying to figure it out, like we're all there for each other.
Yes. No, I 100% agree. And you know I'm a big fan of HOH. So, and that's how I met my other favorite, Lindsay, who
yes,
we interviewed
yes, yes.
previously, who's amazing. And the work that she's doing through Hiring Our Heroes and for the spouses is awesome. So.
Oh, and then, you know, the other thing I'm seeing a lot more of, Lindsay, is some more of these niche groups that are popping up, such mm-hmm. as like the Mill Spouse Creative, the Drop and Give Me 20. There's a group that I follow, Jen Griswold's Entrepreneurship Mission.
Mm-hmm.
She has a lot of great posts all the time and resources. And then the Paradigm Shift is something that came up recently, but they focus a lot on more of the technology space mm-hmm. for spouses. But I'm just throwing out all these resources because what I've learned is that the collective efforts are absolutely needed, and not one person can really fill the extraordinary needs of our military families alone. So as all of these are out there, it's really neat to see them come alive and grow over the years.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head, too, in earlier in our conversations when you talked about how there's all of these different entities serving this niche, and how can
yeah.
we all work together? And I think that you're right. I mean, I'm seeing so many things coming available. And when I talk to other military spouses, they're like, so much information. I don't even know where to get started. And it can be overwhelming. But I think the first step is to reach out, get connected with an organization. I myself have used Millspo Project. And that's mm-hmm. actually how I met Karina.
Yeah.
So we met through the Millspo Project. That's how I met Laura. And then I met you through a personal friend that was associated with MOA, and it's just, you know,
yes.
it's fun to get connected. And I think if military spouses choose to opt into some of these things, you have no idea who you could potentially meet.
Right. Exactly.
So looking back and this, and I know we there's so much that we could talk about, Cece. I mean, we could just go on for days.
I know.
What is one thing you wish you would have known before you started this military adventure?
Oh, that's a really good question. It's hard for me to pinpoint one area because I feel as if I've learned so much over the almost decade that I've been part of this community. But what I've really honed in on in the past couple years is to pinpoint my areas of weakness and figure out how to outsource that to just be holistically better. So whether that's personally or professionally. So for my small business, I'll give you an example of that and then I'll go on the personal side. So for military quality of life consulting, I do not have a finance background. My master's is in advertising communications. So I knew that I needed help lifting up, my books, like recording expenses, just kind of keeping everything in track. So I ended up hiring and outsourcing help from a military spouse-owned business called Spouse Business ABCs. And she helps me with bookkeeping. She helps me pull the appropriate paperwork for taxes every year. I mean, things that I just could not figure out or handle, she's incredible. So I use her for that. Another example with a small business is I know I needed a rebrand of my website. I needed to start pulling collective materials together to really be more streamlined. And yes, I do have the formal education to do it. I just don't have the time that I want to put into it now. So I hired another spouse group, owned marketing, a little boutique firm called Tea House Creatives. And Amy, who is the founder of that, who I met years ago through my nonprofit work, has really helped me through this process. So recently launched my new website. But it's just incredible to see the skill set within our community. And so I try to outsource and work with folks who can really lift me up in that way. And then personally, it's figuring out, okay, so our spouses are in the military. We know that their careers are demanding and time-consuming, and they're not always around a lot. So I try to figure out, okay, where's my pain points? Do I need help with, like, childcare outside of the full-time daycare? Do I need to hire someone to watch them while I go work out and really focus on that self-care time? So I hire babysitters to help me at night, like the hardest part of the day, right? You've worked all day and so forth. So I like to outsource things where I feel stressed out and have the most anxiety about.
Oh, well, and I love this about our relationship, and this is something that we used to talk about when you were here, which we miss you dearly, so feel free to come and visit. But yeah, I mean, and I think a lot of military spouses don't tend to reach out to ask for help, and we think that we can do it all. And if you're going to run a business and you are a mom and you're a wife and you're a friend and you're trying to work out, I mean, those are just a few hats you wear. You got to tap out and get help. Otherwise, you can run yourself into the ground, and burnout is a real thing.
It is a real thing. So don't burn out. Call the life coach at Military One Source. Get your schedule organized. Have them set goals. Figure out what you need to make the ideal life, because life is so short, right? And it's just, what can you do to optimize your day and your happiness? And how do you make it work and feel good? Because when I'm a happy person and I feel good and I'm working out and I'm successful at work, it translates to my kids and it translates to my husband. Mm-hmm. And when I'm stressed and have anxiety and I'm not happy, people feel it. And I don't want to be that person. So I'm all about outsourcing to make life a lot just better, right? It's just better.
Life's too short. Live a good one. I love it.
Live a good one. I know.
So if our listeners want to get connected with you, Cece, where can they go?
Yeah. So if you want to get connected with me, as I mentioned before, we recently launched a new beautiful website, and the URL is www.mqolc.com, so militaryqualityoflifeconsulting.com. We also have a Facebook page and a LinkedIn business page, so certainly look for us and like us there. And if you ever want to reach out, my personal email address is ccgallagher, G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R, at mqolc.com. So reach out. Let me know how I can help, personally and professionally, whatever is needed. I'm here and would love to hear from you.
Awesome. Cece, this has been awesome. Thank you so much. And I know this has been a long time in the planning.
Thank you so much. What's that?
This has been a long time in the planning.
Oh, it has been. And I just appreciate your flexibility. I had to cancel our first one due to a sick child and solo parenting. And I just appreciate your flexibility and your tenacity in making our lives better and easier through the PCS process, which is so extremely stressful. Your vivacious attitude and just love for life. Like, you are one incredible powerhouse military spouse. I know that you're highlighting all of us, but really I'm shooting it right back at you.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. Thank you, Cece. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lynn, so much.
Aw. Well, if you want to get connected with Cece and download our show notes, you can do so by going to Cece's podcast episode. You're going to want to visit millhousingnetwork.com, click on podcast, and look for Cece's episode. In that episode, you'll have the ability to download all the resources that Cece talked about today, as well as getting her contact information, which she so graciously shared with us. So thank you, Cece, for doing that.
Of course.
All right. Well, while you're there and you're on the podcast page, take a moment to browse some of our past episodes. We highlighted some of the past episodes with Lindsay Toplesky. We also have some resume writing episodes in there, so a lot of good stuff. You also might want to check out opting in to work with one of our realtors if you're going through a PCS, or request to become a guest on our upcoming show. You also don't want to forget to subscribe to our weekly podcast alerts because we're in the iTunes. All right. Well, I'm Lindsay Linton, and I want to thank everyone for listening and tuning in. Next week, we're featuring another amazing military spouse. So, Cece, thank you so much for today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right. Well, Mill Housing Nation listeners, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.